things I've wondered and many things I've thought. Many things I've pondered and many things I've sought. Many things I've tried to hide and many times I've kind of lied. Still so many things to try before we say goodbye. So I'll pour myself another glass of wine.
Okay, I'm recording.
All right, I'm recording too.
Can you hit pause when I say pause? Okay.
Uh huh.
1, 2, 3. Never mind. Forget it. Forget it. Forget it. Forget about the pause. Something wasn't showing up right in my sound thing, in my thing I record sound of it.
Okay.
But hello, everybody.
Hey, y'all.
You're nuts. You and your little Woody Woodpecker sound. So how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, you know, kicking it old school.
I'm a little disappointed that the Skype didn't work out as straightforwardly as I would have hoped, but
right.
But maybe we'll be able to get that working.
I think we can. I think we'll get it figured out eventually, even if we have to name drop and call our friend, your friend.
Yeah.
Not my friend.
Yeah, because she does, well, I mean, she's not really my friend.
No.
Technically, but right. She's an acquaintance.
Right.
And she's boyfriend's friend, so that'll work.
Friend of friend.
Yeah. So, what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Is I want to check in with you about something that I just found out and that I imagine you know about, but if you don't, you'll want to. And that's that there's been an accusation on Project Runway.
I think I was going to tell you about this, but you didn't want to be spoiled.
Oh, okay.
Is it,
I heard about this today, that like just a little bit ago.
That somebody may have hired... I'm sorry. If you don't want to hear spoilers, go ahead and... for Project Runway, go ahead and flip over a few minutes.
What's that noise?
I'm shifting around a little bit. I'll stop. Sorry.
No. I don't think it was you. It was, like, electronic.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Oh, you fuckhead. Boy, oy, 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 oy. Okay, so
okay.
Apparently Dr. Gay has just discovered the world of sound. But
yeah.
I can't wait to you... Okay, anyway, does it involve... Okay, Project Runway spoiler starting now. Does it involve somebody being accused of hiring sewers?
Yes.
And it involves the one, I guess if I had to resemble somebody in the top four of Project Runway.
Yes, yes it does.
Probably the one I resemble most, although I don't look a thing like her.
But there is a key resemblance. But
yes, if you had to say I look like so-and-so on Project Runway, that's probably the one you'd pick, because I don't look like a black man or
right.
a dude with tattoos on his neck or a German fraulein.
Mm-hmm. You're in the same sorority
right.
as this woman.
We go to to our club meetings.
Yes. And talk about how superior you are to
right.
the other ones.
Right.
So anyway, yeah, there's that, and I'm really kind of shocked, and, you know, yeah. frankly... I kind of have my own interpretation of it, but I'll wait and see how it plays out.
Yeah. That's why... the reason why I thought it might be a spoiler was because I'm used to old school Project Runway, where the top four go to Fashion Week, but they only show the top three.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you who don't watch Project Runways, the top four are actually going to Fashion Week.
Right.
Which is different.
And that threw me for a leap, actually, because you told me
yeah.
how it happened last time. And
the time before.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, the reason why I thought it might be a spoiler, because I thought, well, for one thing, if he didn't make the top three, why would it even be an issue? You know,
mm-hmm.
if he was number four, it wouldn't be an issue. And if she didn't make the top four, or the top three, why would she give a damn?
You know? Right.
So, mm-hmm. but as it mm-hmm. turns out, that whole confusing point I just made is so totally moot. Hmm. Or as I like to call it, mute.
It's totally mute.
It's a mute point. I actually don't like to call it that. I actually find that completely irritating. But yes, it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out. He uh-huh. is saying that she's just a jealous hose bag. And I don't know. I kind of like her sassy attitude. I really do. But, oh, jeez. Was that Sophie? Can I even say that name?
That was Goldie.
Can I say?
Yes, you can. They have their own websites.
Oh yeah, that's right. They're on Catster.
That's so silly.
But dogs and cats could be friends on Catster and Dogster.
I think they can.
Well, we'll work that out. And I want Denny and Flashy to be family, but really they're not. I mean, they live in separate households except on weekends and sometimes during the week.
So they're one of those modern families.
Yes, it's Flash is a latchkey child. Let's talk about Flavor of Love, because I actually have a question about that.
Flavor!
You have watched Flavor of Love, and I have watched Flavor of Love.
Mm-hmm.
And you sent me an interesting article. If I sound out of it, it's because I am. Like I said, I'm sleepy and sweaty and gross. You sent me an article that was mm-hmm. kind of talking about... Here's the deal about Flavor Flav. You sent me something about how Flavor Flav is being criticized by black leaders
mm-hmm.
about the fact that they believe that he is shucking and jiving for the white man. Was kind of right. how they put it.
He's bojangling for dollars.
That's what it was. And it was something like that. But here's the way I view it. Anybody who exploits him or herself in that way is uh-huh. going to heap scorn and is going to be ridiculed.
I guess I don't know what it's like to be in a community that has had to overcome stereotypes, and it's
you
tricky.
You kind
of
do.
I guess I have been.
Right.
I guess I am in that sort of community. But I'm not particularly offended by Will and Grace, and there's some stereotypes
right.
on there. One could argue.
Hmm. Yeah.
I think there are some gay people who are a little more sensitive to that sort of thing, and especially right. to the media portrayal of things like pride parades and that sort of thing.
Right.
As long
right.
as it's not like a heterosexual person trying to put on a gay, you know, sort of flaming persona, and mm-hmm. you know, that's offensive to me potentially. Mm-hmm. Potentially.
Right.
Especially if I feel like it's done in a way that just sort of makes fun.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's been some things on The Daily Show that I don't mind at all, and it's putatively straight guys doing sort of flamey kind of things, and
it's like, where is it okay to draw the line? Like, I don't know if what's his face who plays Jack on Will and Grace. I don't know if he is gay. I hear he's not. I see, but he was in Billy's Hollywood Screen Kiss.
Mm-hmm.
That movie's just a bit of fluff that I just find cute and. But he plays gay very,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I hate to even use a term like plays gay, because it implies that a gay man is different from a heterosexual man.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I know, there's only one real difference.
Well, I think the difficulty with the drawing lines is that there, you know, there isn't just a line that exists in nature, you know, to be found.
Yeah.
We all draw different lines, and there's a convergence of lines in areas where we all agree or mostly agree that mm-hmm. you know, something over the line is distasteful or immoral or mm-hmm. completely wrong and damnable. But
right.
then there are so many things that are just so subjective and that don't have a clear-cut line. And
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's what's so complicated about it. And yeah.
The point that I made, because we actually, listening audience, we actually kind of discussed this via email recently, you and I did,
mm-hmm.
short, briefly. We didn't get mm-hmm. as into it as we are now. I said that if there were, the thing that I find fascinating about the show is that these gals, oh, I want to say guys because I really do think New York might be a man, and delicious, oh my gosh. Anyway, these two women are ultimately debasing themselves, making mm-hmm. fools of themselves, and just basically acting a total fool for Flavor Flav, who's not what I would call attractive, not what I would call, you know, great of great intelligence, doesn't have, I mean, just doesn't have much to offer, if you ask me, mm-hmm. Other than maybe he's a good man, I don't know, it's hard to tell. Oh, mm-hmm. Can I interrupt for just a second, because I got an email right when we were kind of starting getting into this.
Oh, sure.
The eBay auction, I have just won it, it is for a vintage Polaroid camera. So, basically, I can do that photo, that Polaroid emulsion transfer I was telling you about, where you take a picture and you take the negative, the Polaroid negative,
mm-hmm.
and you put it on like a piece of watercolor paper.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's just another artsy crafty thing for me to fucking get into. Something else to distract me from something else I've spent a bunch of money on.
the GoPro?
Shut up. I gotta figure out what to do. I've actually got a really good idea for some prints I want to do.
Yeah? So wait, are you stuck on the GoPro?
No, I guess I realize I'm not really a good artist.
Oh.
So that's the thing, is I can, like, find really good clip art on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I can make all kinds of stuff from that, but it just doesn't seem right to, like, sell that kind of stuff, you know?
Well, why don't you... Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I can do it for myself, and that's cool.
Why don't you send one to me and let me look at it?
What, like clip art or the camera?
The GoPro stuff.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, I'm going to, actually.
Oh, okay.
In fact, you need to be checking your mailbox every day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeehaw.
You know? Because, you know, you could make some money on that.
Well, I've got to draw. I've got to learn to draw. Or buy clip art.
Mm-hmm.
I need to... Or, you know what? I kind of took some pictures back when I was on the 17-mile drive back in California.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of want to do some prints from that. And I've kind of got an artistic vision that I'm not going to get into right now because mm-hmm. I don't really want to talk about it on a podcast. I'll be happy to discuss it with you offline. Mm-hmm. And I've actually discussed it with another friend of mine. But I think I'm going to do a multi-screen print. But I don't know if I want it small, like GoPro-sized.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I may want to do it big and like on... God, I'm so fucking tired.
So in which case you need that big screen printer thing?
I would need to do, like, traditional silk screening.
Yeah.
Which is cool. I mean, it's fun. It's just, it's a little more difficult
uh-huh.
for me, because the GoPro I bought actually has little pins that you can put your artwork on to make sure everything lines up. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? They're called registration pins. And
registration pens. That sounds kind of technical.
Yeah, but all that means is it holds everything in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what you would do for silk screening, but I'm just, I don't know. We'll work it out.
So what do you think about where Flavor is at in his show? Back to that.
What do I think about who he should pick?
His choices. He's got it down to two. He's got New York and Delicious.
Well, I didn't like Crazy. I did not like Crazy from the moment I started watching this show. And mm-hmm. I remember thinking, he's got to get rid of her. He's got to get rid of her.
And he kept her for a long time.
But he kept her up until, like, the very end. And I don't get it. I was a little upset that, like, you know, they were talking about, like, she was talking about, rather, not Crazy, but, like, Dat. I think she might have been on there before you got into it.
I don't remember her.
She's a big girl. Um, kind of wish he'd kept a big girl. Last year, and I'm going to spoil this a little bit for you, he had a girl named Goldie.
Yeah. And I remember hearing about Goldie.
Yeah, she's a big country girl. He kept her for a long time. I thought she was fantastic. So
have you heard from any listeners yet?
You know, we got another comment from some athlete.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she left a comment in relation to my maternity pants discussion. It's actually pretty funny if you want to go read it. I'm not going to read it on the internet or on the podcast because it'll make people go to my website and view the comments there.
So she gave another comment. That's great.
Yeah. So
hey, what's her name? Samantha?
Samantha.
Hey, Samantha. That's really cool that you listen.
I think so. So do you think we should send her the bath salts?
I think we should.
She didn't answer the question, but she's obviously proven that. I mean, she obviously listened to the show.
Yeah, she's paying attention. She deserves the bath salts.
Hell
and
yeah.
You know, frankly, it gets them out of my hands.
Because you would have to eat them.
I would have to eat them.
And that would have been hilarious, but also very sad.
It would have been. I've never had my stomach pumped, but I imagine it would really suck.
I was looking at the information on the camera that I just ordered.
Oh, you're really excited about that.
It's going to be interesting.
Is there a movie or something about the Trachtenberg family slideshow players?
It would be cool if there was.
Am I thinking of where the hell did that? Let me look. I don't know where that came from, but
yeah, go check that out because I think that if there is one, I'd kind of like to see it.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds. Yeah, don't want to have dead air because dead air is for stupid people.
Dead air is for what?
I'm talking. Dead air is for stupid people.
Oh.
Well, so I didn't want to just have dead air. So
yeah, there was some dead air going on. I dropped the ball there.
Yeah, that's okay. So you're looking up the Trachtenberg family slide. For those of you who don't know, it's this family. It's mom, dad, and daughter. And they travel around, and the mom operates a slide projector, and the daughter and the father sing songs based on the slideshow. It's not improvised. I mean, these are pre-written songs, you know, pre-written songs. God, that sounds so stupid. But these are songs that existed. They don't, like, improvise songs based on slides they found that day. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, okay, so where I saw this was in The Onion. I was looking at The Onion the other day, which we up in these parts can pick up on the street corner, which is one of the reasons why people like living here. And there's a DVD off and on Broadway, and it's got to do with the Trachtenberg family. So let's see. Musical fellow travelers... Nellie McKay, Regina Spektor, and Langhorne Slim.
Oh, gosh.
Along with alternative comedians Eugene Merman and David Cross, extol the virtues of the Trachtenberg family slideshow players in a documentary that combines live performances with benign domestic scenes and a general salute to Trachtenberg's wryly, smarmy, pointedly critical songs. And the AV Club of The Onion gave it a rating of a B on an A to F scale. So, yeah. That's pretty cool.
I like David Cross. Do you know what David Cross... Yes, you know what David Cross looks like because you're fan of Arrested Development. Would you not say that he looks like my most recent ex-boyfriend?
Yes, he does.
Okay. Which I never said anything to him because I thought, if you look like David Cross, you probably don't like people pointing that out to you. So I never said anything, even though I find David Cross hilarious and I've always liked him. Like, even back in the... In the Mr. Show days, I always thought he was so cute because he's just adorable. You know, he's funny, and I don't know. I just always liked David Cross. So to me, saying that my ex-boyfriend looks like David Cross, I'm paying him a compliment. And those are few and far between for me these days. But I thought someone who looks like that, and it seems like somebody else told me, don't ever tell him you think he looks like David Cross.
We're starting to free associate here. So
yeah, let's get back in line.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, we've talked about Flav or Flav.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it would be fun to talk about just dating in general, but I think we got off on another
topic. Where did that topic go? We started that.
I don't know. Hmm.
We started last time.
Yeah.
We started talking about dating, and it's in particular online dating.
Right.
Not online dating, but online meeting.
Right.
And we talked a little bit about our experiences with that. And as I was listening again to the podcast from last week, I remember mentioned thinking about something.
Thinking about maybe trying it again. But here's what I'm actually thinking about, and I don't know if I want to do it because I think it's probably already been done 100 times. I thought it would be fun to do an article, which I would receive no payment for because I'd be doing it on my web, on my blog, but do a series of articles comparing different dating things. The problem with it is, for so many of them, you have to pay money. And I don't have money right now. I mean, I'm just broke, and I don't have money. So that's kind of one reason I don't want to do what I'm about to propose, because it would cost money, and I don't make too much money from my job. I mean, I do, but I like to do crafty things, and I don't want to ask my listeners for money, because I think that's somewhat inappropriate. I mean, I know people do it, and I think I've gotten close to doing it before.
You have, actually, but you don't want to routinely do it, and you don't want to ask them for like large amounts of money that would afford you the opportunity to do this. Although, I think if you were to get some startup funds, you could write a little book about it.
Yeah, and what I would like to do is just compare the different ways that, you know, like I did the. I've done speed dating, and it was, I would like to say, and I'm not saying that, this makes speed dating is lame. I mean, it kind of is cheesy, but the reason I did speed dating in the first place was because a friend of ours, actually, runs the, sorry, I got distracted. A friend of ours runs a restaurant / kind of club. It's been doing some clubby things, you know? It's kind of neat, but, and he was having speed dating night, and the night before I was supposed to leave for Minneapolis, and he calls me while I'm looking for a better winter coat than the one I have, and he's, like, begging me to come, and I'm like, no, it's fucking ridiculous, I'm not going to do this, and I said, fine, how much is it? And he said, it's free. I said, I really don't want to do this. He says, come on, do it. Just do it. Just come on out. So I do go out, and I do it. And so I've done speed dating. And I thought it would be neat to try maybe that again. Maybe try some kind of mixer type things locally.
Yeah.
Try having a friend set me up with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe try the different online dating companies. Mm-hmm. I even thought about putting an ad on Craigslist. Not in that way. Not in a, hey, why don't you come over here and you know.
Well, it's good. But it's good that you don't want to do that.
But more of a social thing. You know, just kind of put myself out there and try all these different methods that people traditionally do to meet people, even ones that I wouldn't do. Like, I would not take a Craigslist ad out unless, like, it was a life or death matter.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, I would have to think twice about it, you know. But the thing is, it will get pricey. I mean, I know Craigslist is free. Getting a friend to set me up is free. But I know that the big dating sites, one example is eHarmony.
Right.
eHarmony is extremely expensive, from what I understand.
A lot of testing up front.
They do. And I don't know if Match.com is still expensive. I know I tried it 100 years ago, and it was... You could get around it and do it for free, but it was not easy. You had to do a lot of juggling and stuff, you know, kind of trying to cheat the system.
Mm-hmm.
So And then there's, you know, the Yahoo dating thing. And then there are groups like Just Lunch, which
is expensive. Yes, it's Just Lunch. I've heard that is expensive.
It's very expensive. There's, and I mean, this is nothing original. There's already been a million people have written books about dating, you know, and magazine articles written about dating. So it's not like... It's not like I'm asking for money to start up my own online porn for kittens, you know, which is very novel.
Corn for kittens?
Porn for kittens. Pornography for kittens. So it's not like I'm, you know, coming up with some crazy novel idea that people should fork over their money. So, I mean, I'd love to have an investor, all that jazz, but...
But you could. You could probably... I mean, you know, you wouldn't be writing the first book on dating, you're right, but, I mean, you would write a good book about it, or a good article. You know, yeah. I mean, I think, hey, what the hell?
Yeah. Might be worth, you know, checking out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But... You could
be a regular Carrie Bradshaw.
Gross! Don't even compare me to her. I don't like Carrie Bradshaw.
I know you're a Samantha.
I'm not a Samantha. Oh my gosh. I'm none of those women.
I was told recently I was more a Charlotte than anybody.
Yeah. If I were to have to quantify you in that way, that's who you would be for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do I act surprised? Because I guess I used to identify with more with
Miranda.
Oh my god. Miranda.
See, if I have to identify with anybody, it's going to be fucking Dorothy Zvornak.
I identified with her when I was a little boy, so that's been done.
Oh.
You could identify with Suzanne Sugarbaker.
Oh, absolutely. I love her. But really more so, I would say I identified more, like, in realist with, what's her name? Charlene. Because, I really think so. Because she had this lofty vision of what love should be. And, you know, she was single for a very long time. And that's kind of me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm very single for a very long time. But, you know, I have this whole lofty idea of what love should be and, you know, what I expect for myself. And she had her daydreamy side, mm-hmm. and I definitely have that. I mean, you know, so if I have to pick somebody for myself.
Well, I would definitely pick for myself Julia Sugarbaker.
And you're not that, no. You're not that outspoken.
It doesn't fit. I'd probably marry Joe Shively.
You know who people tell me who I'm a lot like? What's her face in Ghost World? I've had so many people that know me really well who are like, what is her name? Enid.
Mm-hmm.
Enid? The one who was played by Thor Birch. It's not a show.
Wait,
it's a movie.
What show
Ghost
is this?
World.
What did you call... Oh, I thought I heard something world.
Ghost World.
Yeah, I've never seen Ghost World.
Well, it's really good. You should.
I've never seen it.
But I've had so many people who say, you need to see it. You just remind me so much, or this character reminded me so much of you.
Hmm.
So, I don't know. I don't really think I'm that gothy or angsty. Well, she's not gothy. Let's be honest. She's not gothy, but she's really trying to find herself. And I don't think I'm really like that. Mm-hmm. But there is a characteristic that she has that I think I'd also have, where she wants to just run away. Yeah, I've
I didn't
always
know you had
a
characteristic.
Away. I'm like, get me the fuck out of this town. Mm. You know what I mean? You need to be watching this Project Runway. This is going to be a bitch fest. You're going to love it. You really are.
I'm gonna go do that. I'm very excited.
I'm gonna do 1, 2, 3.
Yep.
Stop. Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3. Stop.
Mm-hmm.